For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com, knows all about the mock draft game. We have started already. The mock draft season really began, I believe, after the confetti stopped falling in Vegas during the Super Bowl. And I believe, and with the First Pick podcast is back. And since Washington went and hired all their people, isn't Rick Spielman back? Are you guys, joined at the hip already?
Oh yeah, we just concluded the podcast, and we'll be in Indianapolis next week for the combine. It's like you never left. We actually reunited at the Senior Bowl a few weeks ago before the Super Bowl. So we're back to being the old married crotchety couple that, you know,
beautiful,
can only last so long in public before you got to usher them out.
Totally understand, but you guys are very good. So let's get to the quarterback, the issue, I guess it is Drake Manno. You've got Jaden Daniels going number two to Washington, the Heisman Trophy winner from LSU. But, you know, it's basically 1, 2, 3. Caleb Williams is one. No matter where I look, it seems Caleb Williams is one. Jaden Daniels or Drake May are 2 and 3. What separates them for you? Do you really think Jaden Daniels is better? I'm not saying he's not. I mean, he won the Heisman Trophy, and LSU wasn't awesome this year. So how do you view the difference between the three?
It's close. And Caleb, to me, on the field, is the best quarterback in this class, and I don't think that part is close. But there are going to be some – how involved his dad is going to be in his life will probably weigh into, on some degree, and how teams have him stacked in terms of these quarterbacks. But on the field, I think he's special, and – all you have to do is watch what he did at USC. And, yes, they came up short, but he was sort of like Drake May and even Jaden Daniels, the only show in town for his team. And I think some of the things he was able to do, very few people on planet Earth can do. And the level at which he did it at times took my breath away. And one of the questions was, does he want to compete and all this other stuff? Well, that team lost 4 or 5 games, I believe. And he played until the end, in the very last game against UCLA. It's a pretty good front there for UCLA. He played some high-level football, and that to me said he's not just showing up when the sun's shining and things are going well. He'll tough it out and answer some questions for me. In terms of Drake May and Jaden, they're pretty close, and I think they're different type players. Jaden is more Lamar Jackson to me. He's not as thick as Lamar. He's probably 10,
right,
maybe even 15 pounds lighter, but the things he does in the open field, that the advancements he's made over the course of his college career, which started at Arizona State, proves to me that he can get better. And sometimes you see guys and you wonder if they've hit their ceiling once they leave college and it doesn't work out for them in the NFL. I think Drake is a fantastic athlete with a big arm. We know his pedigree athletically from his family and in terms of the things that they've accomplished, from his parents down to his brothers. I thought he was a little inconsistent last year. I thought the decision-making left some things to be desired. But Adam, you can say that about every single quarterback,
right,
who's ever played football at any level. So I'm not dinging any of these guys, because at the end of the day, guess what? I have no idea. I say this all the time, and I probably told you this before. 5 years from now, if someone said, hey, Jaden Daniels ends up being Lamar Jackson 2.0, I wouldn't be shocked. But I also wouldn't be shocked if we see that Drake May is a better version of Trevor Lawrence, because that's also on the table. It's just the biggest thing is fit.
Right.
Let's take Drake May and put him on the Carolina Panthers, and let's take Drake May and put him on the Houston Texans, and let's see which Drake May has the most success. Because at the end of the day, that has so much to do with it, and you know, we don't talk enough about that, I don't think, during the pre-draft process, but all these guys are insanely talented. All of them have an opportunity to be really good quarterbacks, but you know, where they end up is going to have a lot to do with how successful they are and how quickly they are at being successful.
So it's not out of the realm of possibility. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com, is joining us here. Also part of the Pick 6 podcast, Super Friends. We talked with Will Brinson yesterday about a lot of things. So if it wouldn't surprise you if Drake May ended up being the best out of the three quarterbacks as a pro. And any one of these three could ultimately be there. Would it make sense for Chicago to trade back to number two and get whatever the haul they could get for Washington to move up one spot. And I guess there's some precedent for that. Chicago did it to get Mitch Trubisky. Could,
ouch.
Right? Well, I mean, it's true, right? That's what happened. They traded up. They gave up a bunch to move up one spot, and they took Mitch Trubisky. That was in the Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson draft, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
Yeah, that was
it's a tough pill to swallow.
Without saying anything, we're burying the Bears right here. Would it be the worst thing in the world if they simply traded back one spot, got a haul, and then took the best, the guy they thought was the better of the next two quarterbacks?
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I mean, they did it last year. They didn't take a quarterback, but they traded down from 1 to 9, and a lot of those players, including DJ Moore, was a big part of the success they were able to have.
Right.
And I think there's a lot to be said for that. Now, it sounds like Justin Fields is no longer in their plans. That's just me reading the tea leaves.
Sure.
We'll see what happens. They have a new offensive coordinator, Shane Waldron, who had great success with Geno Smith in Seattle. And wherever they go quarterback-wise, you can absolutely trade down, especially if when you grade these quarterbacks, there's not much difference, and you can talk yourself into whoever QB2 is going to be. Or you don't love Caleb's dad's involvement or whatever the question may be. Or maybe you just like Drake May better than you like anyone else, and this is best-case scenario. You can trade down. You're going to get a ton. You can move down one spot because you know what Washington's coming up for. It's coming for a quarterback and probably Caleb because
right.
of the Cliff Kingsbury connection. So, yeah, you can do that. But you better make sure that it's not a repeat of 2017 because, as you point out, people still bring up in hushed tones the Mitch Trubisky trade up when Patrick Mahomes was out there. Now, no one knows who Patrick Mahomes is going to be, and if they tell you that, They're probably not telling you the truth except for John Dorsey who drafted him. But otherwise, again, it's a crapshoot. No one had any idea. Patrick Sepp for a year played the final game of the season in his rookie season, and then they were off to the races. But we didn't know what that was going to look like. And there were some glimpses from Mitch that were like, okay, maybe this works out. He's an athletic quarterback, good arm, hasn't played a ton of football. And it's a crapshoot. And you just hope you get lucky and you get the guy because it could set you up for the next decade, or it can mean that you're going to be packing your boxes less than 12 months if things go sideways. I would seriously consider moving down, probably more so sticking with Justin than rolling the dice on one of these quarterbacks. So you're resetting the clock of expectations in terms of how quickly can this quarterback have success.
Right.
And you kind of go from there. Justin, I felt a little better about. But at the end of the day, if I'm Chicago, me personally, I'm just staying put. I'm taking Caleb, and then I pick getting 9, and I'm getting a wide receiver or an edge rusher.
What's the market, do you think, Ryan Wilson from CBS, what's the market for Justin Fields? Is it a number one? Is it a late number one? Is it a number two? Is it something more future-ish? What is the market for Fields?
I floated like a second to fourth, and I haven't gotten a lot of pushback on that. So I think that's probably where the conversation begins. If someone seems desperate, maybe you get a late one. But I don't know if he's going to get a first round pick, but crazy things happen all the time. We see wide receivers traded for first round picks. So, I think Justin Fields is still incredibly young and if untapped potential is certainly, the phrase that comes along with him and the right spot, it feels like he could have some success. Like the Steelers make a ton of sense, especially in Arthur Smith now as the OC, but, we'll find out, but it feels like his time is done in Chicago. And by the way, if you get a second and a fourth or whatever it is for Justin and you trade down and you get whatever quarterback you like after Caleb Williams, you have to win 11 games next year for Chicago
right. Because
you're out of excuses.
No, there's no question. I think they'll stay put because they've got decent draft capital anyway. I think they'll stay put where they are. Again, picking 1 and 9, you get the quarterback, and then you get a chance to take maybe an offensive lineman, maybe you take Brock Bowers at number 9, and give the quarterback also one of the best pass-catching tight ends to come out of college in a long time. Ryan Wilson from CBS Sports is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. What's the market for Brian Burns? The Panthers do not pick until the first pick in the second round. They have so many issues to deal with that I have been talking about. I've been talking about this for a long time, not just now, about rebuilding through the draft and getting draft capital. What could Brian Burns bring them? Is he still worth a number one, or are we talking about something more similar to what you think for Justin Fields?
Feels like a dream, but didn't the 49ers offer reportedly two first-round picks?
Two trading deadlines ago, not this past one, the one before, two ones and a three.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I mean, you're getting a one for Brian Burns. It doesn't matter what year it is, but I would imagine that the Panthers wish they had a time machine to go back and take that trade because they can certainly use those picks. I don't know why. The details of why it didn't happen at the time, but it feels like you were offered a lottery ticket and you said, no, I'm good.
Right.
All set here. But yeah, no, he'll bring it first. And the issue, of course, is if you move on from Brian Burns, what's plan B in terms of the edge rush? And, you know, hopefully you can address that with free agency or draft needs, but you're not going to find a Brian Burns, at least for cheap, unless you stumble into one in the draft that can come in and replace that level of productivity. So, right. I mean, your overall point is the big takeaway for me, Adam, is that there's so much work to do on this team, and you just have to have an owner, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, who can be patient and let things turn around. And I don't know if we're at that point yet with Mr. Pepper, because he has shown an inability to be patient at times.
Yeah, we don't know. We won't know until it happens, right? If the Panthers are 0-6 to start next season, we'll find out just where David Tepper is. I said Pepper because on the Scoville scale, we'll find out if he is a Carolina Reaper, you know, before we hit October or not, because that's certainly his history is well documented at this point. Ryan Wilson is here. You're at the Senior Bowl, so let me get your take on NC State linebacker Peyton Wilson and where you think he might fall into this whole draft process.
Love him. We just talked about him on the podcast, incidentally. He's listed as a linebacker, but he lines up everywhere, and he can do a lot of things really well. He's incredibly athletic. The issues, I mean, you know this better than I do, are the injuries.
Yep.
And he has a history of injuries, and he's older. And he's probably a day-two talent, and we'll see where he's cleared medically, and that's what they'll be. They'll put him through the ringer, as it were, next week at the combine. All the doctors will poke and prod and MRI him to death and see where he is. And if he clears those hurdles, top 100 pick feels, I don't want to say like a certainty, but it would make a ton of sense. The issue is that he's a little older, so he'll be coming off his rookie deal. He'll be 28, 29, as opposed to 25, 26 or whatever. And those are considerations you have as a team, as a fan or just someone who enjoys watching football. You don't care about such things. You just want good players on your team. And I think the linebacker position has been undervalued, and a lot of these guys go later than potentially they may have in previous years. But knowing that and knowing how the level at which he plays that position, he feels like a day-two pick to me. If he's healthy, if he were healthy and came out 2 years ago, we'd be having first-round conversations about him. But he's had the knee and the shoulder, and he's played a little longer than some other guys in college, and that'll probably affect his draft stock a little bit.
Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. You can check out also the And With the First Pick podcast with Rick Spielman, Pick Six podcast. He podcasts all day long. Ryan, thank you very much for the time, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Adam.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.